bad, Bill, when he was in camp.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply something about the name of Jesus that soothes my doubts. There's something about the name of Jesus that calms my fears. Oh, the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, it's something about the name of Jesus that calms my fears. Oh, something about it. He's my healer, my way maker. He's joy in the time of sorrow. Something about it.
Something about him, something about him. God bless you, and thank you so much for catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I want to welcome you, and thank you so much. Got more coming your way just like that, and I'm going to be right here with you for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. You've got the right station, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, for those of you just joining us, you can join us 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also dial in with your mobile phone. Simply dial, that's 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. And you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Breaking News Network. All those areas you can lock in with us, and we're so honored to come to you for the very best in gospel music. It's 15 minutes after the hour. God bless you, and thank you again for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI studios.
I was born by the river, in a little tent. Like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh yes, it will.
There were times when I thought I would last too long. But now I feel I'm able to carry it on. It's been a long time coming. Oh, but I know change is gonna come.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, brother, won't you help me, please? Help me, please. But he just winds up, Lord, it winds up just knocking me back down on my knees. Long. But now I know that I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, yeah.
It will.
Said I know,
yeah.
Oh, my. What a time we're having. Somebody said, I know that's right. Huh? We are right at 27 minutes after the hour, and what a time we've already started with. Okay, got more like that coming your way, and those of you just locking in, the man said, oh, Dr. Jesus, but that's a female, right? Okay, well, those of you, once again, I want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Our numbers on our website are constantly going up, and many of you know we are over 150,000 right as I speak, right at 150,000 listeners a day. And once again, I want to stress and definitely let you know that we're not concerned about the numbers. We are concerned about the soul of man and woman. This is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. And many of you already know what the word says about that. It says that he who wins souls is wise. So that's what we're all about. Now, you know, you're going to have people always going to find fault in what you do, and especially when it comes to doing the will of the Lord. And I always stress to let people know there is no perfect man or woman on this earth. No perfect man or woman on this earth. The word of God let us know that we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. There is something every day that we do that we're not aware of that is not pleasing in God's eyesight. No matter who you are, whether you're a preacher, teacher, you're in the government, or up in the White House or Congress, that's just how it is. But we ask God to forgive us. And when we ask God to forgive us, and then we work on cleaning it up and asking God to deliver us from those things that we can't maintain or we can't walk away from or get out of. That's why we ask God to deliver us. He can deliver you. You know, we can go to the AA, the Alcohol Anonymous classes. That's what it stands for. You can go to the NNA, Narcotics Anonymous classes. And you can go there and get all the information, the literature that they give you to help you to get on the right track. But most of all, it's going to take God to deliver you from that. And many of you know there are people that constantly drink, and they want to stop drinking, but they can't stop because they have got addicted to it. Same way with doing drugs, they've got addicted to it. Same way with smoking cigarettes. They got addicted to it, and even when you read the package on the cigarette, it says it causes harm to your body. And you ask the question then, well, why do the government allow it to be sold knowing that it causes harm and bring harm to your body? Don't you know it's all about a dollar, about money? Money. It's the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. That's why we've got so much stuff going on around the world, here in the United States of America. And a lot of it come from the dollar bill, money, money, money. Remember the OJs used to do a song said for the love of money? All right, well, look, I'm not going to touch that, but look, want to thank you. I've got to do this. I got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, you ain't heard nothing yet what we're about to bring to you the remaining of today. Right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm your host, the Anointed One. God bless.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime, that's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you.
That's not right. here's another thing you do sometimes. You talk about the little small children doing wrong. Mothers, I want y'all to tell me, if you please,
minutes before the top of the hour, going down memory lane, the late great Reverend Howard Slim Hunt and the Supreme Angels. You're catching the wave as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you for and near so much for catching the wave. Again, you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Go to our website and you'll see all of the information there with these awesome men and women of God that join us each and every week, Mondays through Thursdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. That's where these men and women of God come forth preaching and teaching the Word of God. And also on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And many of you know we play some of the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music all the way up to 8 o'clock, Mondays through Sundays. For those of you who love good quartet music and traditional as well as contemporary gospel music, then you've got the right station, the right choice. Hey.
Start it all over again. I found a good friend. I don't have to worry, fret or cry. I know the Lord will always be standing by my side. I call him
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Every time.
You'll make a way out of no way. You will turn all your midnight, yeah, into day. You've made everything all right. I said again now.
Thank you, Lord. hand right where you are. Take your right hand and put it over your heart. Then take your left hand and put it over your head. That's the peace of God guarding your heart and mind. Can you feel it? It's our prayer that God would never ever take his hand off your life. Come on, fellas.
Right at the top of the hour, that's Going Down Memory Lane with Papa Staple and the Staple Singers right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, we want to thank you so much for locking in. Got more coming your way. Going to do this. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And I'll be right back with more of the very best in gorgeous and contemporary gospel music here on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thanking all of you far and near for catching the way. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 1230 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
All right, we are right here from the NFI studios to play you some of the very best in gospel music. Well, want to thank you again so much. You don't know what you mean to us, and we certainly appreciate you. Now, look, those of you can drop a comment on our website. Go to nfiradio.com, and in the left column, you scroll, you'll see that you can leave us a comment. And the comment section's there, and we want to hear from you to let us know what kind of music you like to hear, and or if you're enjoying the old and the new music that we're playing for you. I also want to remind those of you to join our NFI television gospel broadcast. That's every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia. You can also, if you're in Georgia, you can join us on the channel. That's DeKalb Channel 25 out of Georgia. And if you want to live stream us anywhere around the world, you can live stream us at DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25.com, where you can live stream us and you can join us with our top video countdown of the week. And those of you know we are having a great time there in Georgia, and all of the viewers and listeners that's letting us know they are enjoying the television broadcast, and we want you to be a part of it as well. Again, that's every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. out of Georgia. That's DeKalb25.com. All right, let's get back with more gospel music, and I have it right here just for you. You're catching the wave.
Fix me, Lord. Bless my soul. You
ain't right. Won't you fix my heart? I want to love right. Won't you fix my eyes so that I can see right? Won't you fix my soul? Fix my soul. Fix my soul. Fix my soul. Wanna look right. Fix my feet. I just wanna dance with you. Fix my eyes. I wanna see right. Fix my mind. So I can think right. Fix my heart. I gotta look right. Fix my feet. I wanna dance right. Fix my heart. I wanna love. Fix my heart.
Yeah,
minutes after the hour, I got rid of my heavy load, huh? Some of you got a heavy load on you, huh? Well, look, I don't know about you, but I'm moving forward because I'm not tired yet. I've been running for Jesus for a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Can you help me? You're catching the wave.
living in a world where we are having trials and tribulations along the way. We're having heartaches and pain and misunderstanding. But Brother Davis just told us that if we can make it to God's kingdom, one moment will pay for it all. Somebody ought to say amen. Tonight I'm glad that I start making preparation a long time ago to have that one moment in God's kingdom. When I didn't have no God on my side, I went down on my knees and I told the Lord to create in me a clean heart. And while I was talking to him, something began. Oh, you don't hear me? Something began to move on all to my heart. And right then and there, I made God a promise. And everywhere I go today, I like to tell men and women about the promise that I've made the Lord. Listen to this. One day I told.
Going back, going way back, you're catching the wave, and what a time, huh? Going back in the past. Those of you remember the Dixie Hummingbirds, huh? Yeah, that's the Dixie Hummingbirds, and the brother said, I know I've been born again, huh? And many of you know that, right? You know you must be born again, huh? How do you expect to see the Father if you're not born again, huh? Except a man be born again, he cannot enter. He cannot even see the kingdom of God. He must be born again. And in order for you to be born again, you got to go through the Son to get to the Father. You can't go past the Son to get to the Father, huh? So that's the way it works, huh? So those of you, first you got to come to Christ and accept him in your life as your Lord and Savior. And when you accept him into your life, then that gives you that right and that opportunity to make it in to see the kingdom. And those of you know, huh, you want to see the Father, right? Don't you want to see the Father? You want to see the Son, huh? All right, well, that's the way it goes. So if you want to see the kingdom, then you must be born again. And that let us know that. That's the word of God, huh? And except you be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So that's something that's very important, and that's what this network is all about, is to compel them to come to Christ, and that's why we are here for you. And those of you, if you want to call us, and you may be feeling down, you may be sick or going through some serious financial situations, or you just want somebody to talk to encourage you, to give you a word of wisdom, and maybe you just want to talk with a pastor, a minister, in reference of some of the questions that you have concerning the Bible. Well, we have some powerful men and women of God that are standing aboard right here waiting for you to call us. And that's what we're here for. So, look, here's the number to call, our 24-hour hotline number. That number is 984-733-3977. That number again, 984-733-3977, and we'll have someone to call you immediately once we get your call. So if you don't get us right away, we will call you back to address your question and to do the best of our ability to answer your question, as well as those of you, if you need prayer, we can do that too. That number again, 984-733-3977. Well, let's get back with more great gospel music on a wonderful day, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We are right at 23 minutes after the hour. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Saw them crying in the chapel. They had their heads alone, sitting there just crying. Showing up church, happened to notice a church full of people. I didn't know what was going on, so I walked in. In the front of the pulpit was a little short casket. In the casket was a little girl. I heard the minister when he got up and said, he told a bereaved family, this child wasn't yours by 100,000 miles, but the Lord, he knew you needed some sunshine in your life, and he lent it to you for a while. And then he said, ashes to ashes and dust to dust, the Lord has seen fit that this child can't go home with us. And when they went in to view the body, I got up and walked around, and I looked down in that little girl's face. You know what? I didn't know what was going on. I found myself just crying. I didn't even know the child. Just as I looked down in that little girl's face,
then begin to let the little girl die. I followed the crowd to the grave. When they begin to let her down, everybody standing around. I said I wasn't gonna cry no more, but I was looking at her little sisters and brothers standing there with tears in their eyes.
This is the Valley of Prayer, y'all. And we travel down the dangerous highway, knowing how good the Lord has been to us. We just can't help but to tell you about it today. This is our prayer. Daily. Mr. Lord, please answer. Please answer this prayer. Good God Almighty from Zion, had to say it again. Oh Lord, if it's thine will, answer this prayer. Then we turn and say this, good God about it.
grab your hand. I got a verse I wanna sing. Listen here.
Go down and drift have your way. Just as Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Have a little faith. Then you tighten up. Hold on. Let me tell you one more time. Have a little faith. Don't forget to tighten up. Hold on. Hold on.
never defeated. We're never defeated.
Never defeated.
We're never defeated.
Never defeated.
Who the sun sets free and free.
Never defeated.
Never defeated. We're never defeated.
Never defeated.
Yeah.
In the house tonight. I'm going to ask Joe if you'll come tonight and share with me. This is Jonah Gunn of the Mighty Clouds of Joy. When you talk about praising your way through, it is this young man. After going through open heart surgery, how many? Three. Triple bypass. Not so long ago, and God gave him back his life. Give God some praise for him. Well, I come tonight to tell you, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it smells like, let me tell you something, nothing, somebody said nothing, nothing is too hard for God. There are no problems, there are no crises, there are no situations. God's got it all in control. I don't know whether you believe that tonight. He's got it all in control. you know he put that reassurance when I'm alone in my soul. Yeah, yeah. I come to tell somebody that God got it in control. You ready?
God got it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all in control. You know what? He put that reassurance way down in my soul. God got it all in control.
So you know what I want you to say? I want you to say this to somebody tonight. It's gonna be all right in the morning. I believe you can say it.
It's gonna be all right in the morning. How many believe that?
Gospel music. Gospel music.
Well.
At its best, and you're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here at Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet contemporary Christian station in the world. Again, my pleasure. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thanking all of you for and near so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Again, look, I want to thank all of you, those of you that tune in, and I want you to share, to let others know that they can lock in and listen to some of this old gospel music as well as the new right here. And I can promise you, you're not going to get the old quartet gospel music like you're getting it here on this network. And that's what we are here for you, to play the old, the new. It's all just for you. Again, our website, nfiradio.com, or you can jump in on our Facebook channel. Our Facebook channel, our Facebook page is NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Again, that's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. And you can also jump in with us on Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can jump in with us on our Breaking News Network. We're on the Breaking News Network as well. And don't forget, you can call in and listen with your mobile phone. That's simply dialing 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We're here for you and thanking all of you so much. Look, it's a great day to be alive, and many of you, I know you are waiting and looking forward for Sunday to attend the church of your choice. Those of you, if you're heading to church, if you're going to church and it's not Sunday, I know some of you go to church, you go to Bible study, some of you go to intercessory prayer, and some of you go in for what they call a Sunday school. So I don't know, maybe some of you are having Sunday school during the weekday, but whatever you do, be safe out there and continue to receive God's word. You know, wisdom is great. That's one of the most important things that you can build yourself upon, the wisdom. And the more wisdom you get, guess what? The more knowledge you'll have. So wisdom is good. And I know some of you, you don't want to hear what an older person shared to you, especially the young people, right? You don't want to hear what a young person want to share with you, because you think just because you turned 18 that you know it all. But believe me, you're just getting started. You're just getting started at 18. There's a lot out here in society. A lot of things has changed. And look, if you have a parent in your life, a mother or father in your life, brothers and sisters, young men and women, listen. Listen to them. Listen to them very well so they can instill some wisdom in your life as you move along each and every day along this road and this journey. Look, it's all about Jesus. Continually put Jesus first in your life. You'll never fail if you keep him number one in your life. Look, going to do this. We are right at the top of the hour. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, I'm going to Tupelo, Mississippi. Tupelo, Mississippi, where my good friend, my late great good friend, used to live. And many of you know him as Lee Williams of the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. We'll be right back right after this. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that brings forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about fate. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Everything on in me.
10 minutes after the hour. Jesus is going to fix it next time. That's the late, great Lee William out of Tupelo, Mississippi, the original home for Lee William. And many of you know Lee left us a couple of years ago, and certainly we're going to certainly miss Lee. And but we're going to continue to play his music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We have it right here for you. And those of you, if you have a request that you'd like to hear a song pertaining to Lee William, then give us a call. That's 563-999-3020, and we will be so glad to play the music for you. All right, we're going to continue with more gospel music, but before we do, many of you know we do it occasionally where we have one of the radio hosts to make a phone call to see if he can kind of catch someone off guard. Let me say it that way. And, well, he's standing by to see if he can catch someone today. So I'm going to turn it over to him for about 3 minutes, and then we're going to come back with more gospel music. Let's go to him and see what he's going to come up with today.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member at Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
I'm calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you? I know you paid your tithes, but you also
I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with the bank.
Right, I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay, now the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay, now, ma'am, I know. First of all, I didn't ask you. How's your day going? You doing all right?
My day is fine. How about yours?
I'm like I said, I'm blessed. Now,
but what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in. And I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute. What do you mean y'all write these checks?
There's a lot of people
checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why did
one clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear. And I don't understand why people write these
checks. I got plenty money in the bank. And all my checks clear.
Wrote one on Sunday. And that's the problem. How you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
Wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check.
You want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank? I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
You got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what, you don't call me with this again.
No, Mona, when are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Look, somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no.
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you did.
Wait a minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is
busy. The deacon. I ain't never know the deacon called nobody about no bad check. The check bad, you paid, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
I,
Look, when are we going to get this $250? This $280 is what we're looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money. And I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
I'm going to spend whatever I want to, okay?
No, you don't. You
yes,
know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and... I'm going to make sure I find the person I want to see.
You're going to...
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced.
But let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you call me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this.
I'm
talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called.
I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now?
You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
What did you say?
Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to beat that.
Okay. Oh, Lord, baby.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm serious, baby. I'm serious. Your check has not bounced. Go on into church Sunday and let's...
Wait a minute.
We got a lot to pray
you
for,
done
for
call
you.
Call me. Y'all need to stop this. Y'all get upset.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
There's no other name under the sun whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus.
Morning, noon, or night, it'll be alright. Yeah.
Now tell me, when was Jesus born?
Last month of the year.
Tell me when
was Jesus born? Last month of the year.
Tell me when
was Jesus born?
Last
month of the year.
Was it January?
No, no.
February?
No, no. March, April, or May?
June,
July, August, September, October, November, the 25th day of the year. Last Monday.
Tell me, when was Jesus born?
Last Monday. When was Jesus born? Last Monday.
Tell me, when
Jesus born?
It was the last
Monday.
Was it January?
No,
February.
No, March, April, or May.
Was it June?
I have nothing else to live for.
Everything's coming up, Jesus, huh? Somebody say Jesus, huh? Come on, say Jesus. All right. Look, I know when you look at TV and you're watching television, when you cut it on, you can turn to a station and then you go to a break. You know, what they simply call a commercial break. And when you look at the commercial, it's not like the old commercials. They have these all different types of settings that you don't see the usual like you used to see on a commercial. And you're seeing things that you've never seen before. And the enemy, the devil himself, is exposing himself to let you know that he know his time is about up. And so that's why he's doing everything he can. And those of you have children and you are allowing them to play on their phone, or if they have a laptop, a computer, and you're allowing them to go on the pages that they like to go to, and you're not monitoring them, you need to do it. It's very important. Now, you can set your phone up as well as your computer to certain areas where you, when you go in on the internet, you go in and you're not able to get in on some of the sites. So make sure you have the right proper settings on your phone or your computer at home if you're allowing the children to go on those sites, that they don't see the site that they need to be on, because there are different pop-ups that comes up on the screen and they just click that on. It can cause a whole lot of serious problems. And you're seeing children leave home, and the next thing you know, some person or someone then persuaded them to meet them at certain areas. So be careful when you do that, all right? All right. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Again, my pleasure having a wonderful time giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. You know, in this day and time, in this society, we are right at 28 minutes after the hour, by the way, want to let you know. We are in the springtime, huh? Somebody say spring. So we went up an hour, right? Okay, so that means anytime the spring come in, we always go up an hour. All right, okay. But as I was saying, we have to be careful in this day and time. You're seeing so much confusion and violence like never before. You never thought you would be witnessing, and it's getting not better. It's getting actually worse. I was talking with a friend the other day, and I was sharing with him concerning the way the church is now. And I said that, you know, you know the old way, the traditional churches, you didn't hear gun violence in the church, shooting in the church, fighting in the church. If it was anything concerning that, it was done outside of the church. And I never heard anyone would actually got shot on the church ground during service time. Never heard that until some things happened. But I'm going to share this with you, and I want you to see the power of the tongue, because the word let us know that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And you can speak life out of your mouth, and you can speak death. Now, all this that has been changed, has been taking place. Now everybody's going into church with a weapon. Everybody's walking into church with a weapon. You might not see it, and the person you're sitting with may be carrying a weapon. The ladies may be having a weapon in her purse, pocketbook, or somewhere on her body. And all of these weapons are in the church, in the sanctuary. You have children in the midst of this. Now, this is just something I want you to take consideration to think about. Now, somewhere, they need to make some arrangement concerning bringing weapons inside of the church, because it is very dangerous, and it can cause one of the young people to end up getting injured because of someone else pulling out a gun in the church and end up shooting the wrong one. They shouldn't be even having a weapon in the church anyway. So think about it. Address that issue with your congregation during Bible study or doing our church group meeting, and then the next time you have a meeting, a conference meeting, bring it up and ask the pastor, do you think it's the right thing that everybody is allowed to bring a weapon in the church, or should they arrange where if a person going to bring a gun, to leave it in their automobile, not to bring it in the church? So that comes to one other way to monitor that is to put up metal detectors at the door of the church. That's the only way you're going to be able to stop it, is to put up metal detectors at the door of the church. Quite naturally, you know, they have security at the doors of the church, but they need a metal detector at the doors of the church. Even the mega churches, they need it. Better to pay the price buying and purchasing the metal detector than someone's life being taken. I'll be right back with more great gospel music. You're catching away live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Ain't nobody crying.
I'll take you there.
Ain't nobody worrying.
this world alone. Things I used to do, oh Lord, I just don't do it no more. Somebody ask me why.
what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Keep me in your pathway, Lord. We are right at 15 minutes before the top of the hour. And what a time we've had on this wonderful day, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. Once again, I want to remind you to tune in to our Power of Prayer request hotlines heard Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. That's Monday through Thursday from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. The Power of Prayer request hotlines live. We have four awesome, powerful prayer warriors that join us each day of the week, Mondays through Thursdays, doing the 30 minutes from 12:30 to 1 p.m. praying and interceding for this nation, for you, and the people around the world. And those of you, if you want to call in and join in, simply dial 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020, Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. And you can also listen in and join in on the website at NFIradio.com. My pleasure. Look, my time is about up. I got about two more songs I'm going to play for you, but don't go anywhere. Coming up at the top of the hour, more great gospel music right here, all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. Thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. I certainly appreciate you for locking in. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you again so much for catching the wave.
Did you think I made it this far? Will you still take me the other? And I ain't got time to play. My happy place, my better days, it's not a phase, more is on a lie. Yeah, yeah. Now I can make my move. Nothing that I can lose. Yeah. Can't tell me what my God can do.
somebody's in the fight of your life right now, Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Ooh. When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis,
this is how you fight.
How
you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in with a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard.
This is my play.